Back with another Dream Team interview. Today on Regional Radio, we step back into the football Dream Team category and step over to Big Blue. We're talking today with Cole Keeley, tight end linebacker, senior, making the Dream Team this year from Valley Catholic. What's it sound like to be on the Dream Team and add to Big Blue's legacy?
It's a great pleasure. We've had a lot of people in the past, and I know those people, and it's a great honor to be among them at this rank.
And it's got to be a little bit sweeter to know that three of your teammates making the Dream Team as well.
Oh, absolutely. I know how hard they work, and every one of them is deserving.
You know, we always talk about the sustained success of Valley Catholic over decades and decades, but one thing that I feel like it gets overlooked is the work ethic that is in the program and that all of you guys have that have made the Dream Team. Where does that work ethic come from?
It's just over the decades, we've seen the people before us work as hard as they have, and we've seen the outcome, and we want that with our senior year, and so we try our best throughout our years of high school and hopefully can have a successful year.
Now that you've wrapped up your senior season, when you can look back, let's say 10, 15 years from now, well, when somebody would ask you, what was it like to play for Valley Catholic or be a part of the Valley Catholic family, what would you say?
Oh, it was the best. I wouldn't trade my teammates for the world. I love every single one of them. Our coaches did a great job, and we all are a big family, like you said, and I believe every single one of them would stick up for me, and I stick up for them.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about your season this year, because I got to watch a pretty good amount of Valley Catholic football this year, and it seemed like you were all over the field, not even from play to play, but pre-snap. So what was that like being so versatile and being one of the guys looked up to for this season?
Oh, it was great. Taking the torch from my junior year, from the seniors before me, who had a great season, to this year, being a leader with my fellow seniors and being looked up to from those younger classmen was a great pleasure.
How difficult is it to play the game of football as well as you guys did, as well as you did individually, and playing so many different positions throughout the year?
You got to trust your teammates, first of all, and then you got to do your own job. And if you do your own job and you trust that your teammates will do theirs, then you know that going into the game, and usually it'll come out, it'll have a good outcome.
So now that you've got 4 years of high school football under your belt, what do you think you can look back at over this year or previous years and say, this is a moment that I won't forget? I know you probably have quite a few to pick from, but is there one that stands out?
From this year, I would say probably the St. Jen game, just because that's such a big rivalry. And I believe on my first touchdown, it just gave us a big boost and myself a big boost. And we were down at the beginning, but then after that, we kind of took the momentum back, and I will never forget that.
You know, when we look at football from season to season, midway through, you kind of forget things that happened in week one or things that happened a year ago. You guys had a pretty tough season filled with some adversity. Truck goes down early on. You had a lot of guys graduate. But from the outside, you guys play so well, we almost forget about it. What's it like inside the locker room when you guys know that, you know, it's a difficult season, but you guys all stick together?
Yeah, you probably hear it a lot, but it's next man up. You know, we trust everyone on the team. I mean, it sucks that Truck went down so early. He didn't deserve that. He's one of those hard workers just like everyone else on the team. But we had to push through and next man up, basically.
How much are you going to miss suiting up for Valley on Fridays?
Oh, there's nothing like putting the blue V on your head. I'm going to miss Friday nights for a long time. But that part of my life is over, and hopefully I prepared those guys younger than I am for it, for their senior year now.
And just as you said, playing at Valley, it's only a chapter in your life. So what's the next chapter for you?
Well, hopefully I can go to Missouri S&T and study some engineering. And then after that, I'm not sure.
What do you want to do with after you go to S&T for engineering? Is there a career path that you wanted to follow?
I'm going to be majoring in computer engineering. I'm not sure exactly what type of computer engineering, but right now just a basic computer engineering.
Good deal. Cole, before we part ways, is there anything that you want to mention or anybody you want to say thank you to that I haven't talked about?
Thanks to my coaches and my teammates for the great season, and my family and friends who supported me throughout my high school career.
Once again, Cole Keeley, the senior dream teamer from the Valley Catholic Warriors, talking with us today on Regional Radio. Cole, I appreciate your time. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.